When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighbourhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
Prime years, soul growth for Ketu Nakshatra Borns. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antidasha fuels and propels a person to move, achieve, embody, and accomplish goals, purpose, and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave your comments for the video. For individuals born with their moon in Ketu-ruled nakshatras, Ashwini, Magha, Mula, the prime years of their life, from approximately ages 27 to 68, are influenced significantly by four major Mahadasha periods. Sun Mahadasha, ages 27 to 33, Moon Mahadasha, ages 33 to 43, Mars Mahadasha, ages 43 to 50, and Rahu Mahadasha, ages 50 to 68. Understanding the unique characteristics and lessons of these planetary periods provides insights into their personal growth, career development, relationship dynamics, and self-actualization journeys. Sun Mahadasha, ages 27 to 33. Sun Mahadasha is a period of leadership, personal power, and self-expression. It brings a focus on career, authority, and the development of one's identity. This period often brings opportunities to step into leadership roles, achieve recognition, and establish a sense of purpose and direction. Positive traits. The sun represents confidence, leadership, and self-expression. It encourages individuals to take charge, express their unique talents, and stand out in their chosen fields. This period is about finding one's true purpose and embodying it with pride and conviction. Negative traits. The sun's energy can sometimes lead to arrogance, ego conflicts, or an excessive focus on personal achievements. There may be a tendency to dominate others or to become overly critical of oneself and others. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Developing leadership skills. This is a time to step into leadership roles and take charge of one's career and life direction. The native may find themselves in positions of authority where they can inspire and lead others. 2. Gaining recognition and success. The Sun Mahadasha brings opportunities for success and recognition. The native may achieve significant milestones in their career or personal life, gaining respect and admiration from others. 3. Personal empowerment and self-expression. This period encourages the development of a strong sense of self and personal empowerment. The native is likely to express their unique talents and perspectives confidently, contributing positively to their field and community. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding ego conflicts and arrogance. The native may become overly focused on their own achievements or opinions, leading to ego conflicts or strained relationships. It's important to practice humility and respect for others' perspectives. 2. Balancing personal and collective goals. While the sun encourages personal success, the native should also consider the impact of their actions on others. Balancing personal ambitions with collective well-being is essential. 3. Managing stress and burnout. The drive for success and recognition can lead to stress or burnout. It's important to take care of one's physical and mental health, maintaining a healthy balance between work and personal life. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Take on leadership roles or positions that allow for self-expression and creative influence. This is a time to make significant strides in your career and establish your legacy. Relationships. Build relationships that support your personal growth and self-expression. Seek out mentors, collaborators, and partners who inspire and challenge you to reach your full potential. Self-actualization. Engage in activities that promote self-awareness and personal empowerment. This is a time to discover your true purpose and express it with confidence and authenticity. Moon Mahadasha. Ages 33 to 43. Moon Mahadasha is a period characterized by emotional depth, nurturing, intuition, and self-reflection. It brings a focus on family, relationships, and personal well-being. During this time, individuals are encouraged to connect with their inner selves, nurture their emotional needs, and build supportive, loving relationships. Positive traits. The moon represents emotions, intuition, and nurturing qualities. It fosters compassion, empathy, and the ability to connect deeply with others. Individuals may find themselves more attuned to their inner feelings and the needs of those around them. Negative traits. The moon's influence can sometimes lead to moodiness, emotional sensitivity, or excessive dependence on others for emotional support. There may be a tendency to feel overwhelmed by emotions or to struggle with instability in mood and relationships. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Developing emotional intelligence and empathy. This is a time to deepen emotional connections and understand the emotions and needs of others. The native may find fulfillment in nurturing and supporting loved ones, building a harmonious family environment. 2. Intuitive and creative growth. The moon enhances intuition and creativity. The native may be drawn to artistic, literary, or spiritual pursuits that allow for self-expression and emotional release. Trusting their intuition can lead to profound insights and personal growth. 3. Building strong family bonds. There is a heightened focus on family, home, and relationships. The native may invest time and energy in creating a supportive and loving home environment, fostering strong bonds with family members. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding emotional overwhelm and instability. The native may experience intense emotions or mood swings, leading to feelings of overwhelm or confusion. It's important to practice emotional regulation and seek healthy outlets for emotional expression. 2. Managing dependency and boundaries. There may be a tendency to become overly dependent on others for emotional support or to struggle with setting boundaries. The native should cultivate self-care practices and maintain a sense of independence and self-reliance. 3. Overcoming fear and insecurity. The moon's influence can sometimes bring up fears or insecurities, especially related to relationships or personal worth. The native should focus on building self-esteem and trust in their own intuition and capabilities. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Engage in roles that involve nurturing, counseling, or creative expression. Fields such as psychology, healthcare, education, or the arts can be fulfilling during this period, allowing the native to use their empathy and creativity to help others. Relationships. Focus on building deep, supportive relationships based on mutual understanding and emotional connection. This is a time to nurture family ties, strengthen partnerships, and create a loving home environment. Self-actualization. Engage in practices that promote emotional healing and self-awareness, such as meditation, journaling, or therapy. Explore creative or spiritual activities that allow for emotional expression and inner peace. Mars Mahadasha, ages 43 to 50. Mars Mahadasha is a period of action, energy, and ambition. It emphasizes courage, determination, and assertiveness in achieving personal and professional goals. This period often brings opportunities to take decisive actions, assert one's will, and overcome obstacles through sheer force of effort. Positive traits. Mars represents courage, vitality, and assertiveness. It encourages individuals to be proactive, take risks, and pursue their goals with passion and determination. This period can lead to significant achievements as long as the native channels their energy constructively. Negative traits. The intense energy of Mars can sometimes lead to aggression, impulsiveness, or conflicts. There may be a tendency to act without considering the consequences, leading to potential disruptions in personal and professional relationships. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Taking decisive actions. This is a time to pursue goals with vigor and determination. The native may take bold steps in their career, initiate new projects, or confront challenges head-on, using their assertiveness to make progress. 2. Developing courage and resilience. Mars Mahadasha fosters resilience and the ability to face obstacles without fear. The native may find themselves overcoming difficult situations with bravery and developing a stronger sense of self-confidence. 3. Enhancing physical and mental strength. This period is ideal for activities that enhance physical fitness, mental strength, and overall vitality. Engaging in sports, physical training, or challenging projects can help the native harness Mars's energy positively. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding impulsiveness and aggression. The native may act impulsively or react aggressively to situations, leading to conflicts or disruptions. It is important to practice patience and consider the long-term impact of actions before making decisions. 2. Managing stress and burnout. The drive for success and high levels of activity can lead to stress or burnout. It's crucial to find healthy outlets for energy and to balance work with relaxation and self-care. 3. Balancing assertiveness and cooperation. While Mars encourages assertiveness, the native should also be mindful of the need for cooperation and teamwork. Balancing personal ambition with consideration for others can lead to more harmonious outcomes. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Take on roles that involve leadership, competition, or strategic planning. Fields such as entrepreneurship, management, sports, or the military may be particularly rewarding during this period. Relationships. Build strong, dynamic relationships based on mutual respect and support. Use this time to address conflicts constructively and to strengthen partnerships through open communication and shared goals. Self-actualization. Engage in activities that promote physical and mental discipline, such as martial arts, fitness training, or personal development courses. Use this time to cultivate inner strength and resilience. Rahu Mahadasha. Ages 50 to 68, Rahu Mahadasha is a period of transformation, unconventional pursuits, and intense personal growth. It often brings a focus on ambition, material success, and the exploration of unconventional paths. This period can be both challenging and transformative, offering opportunities for profound personal evolution and the pursuit of unique goals. Positive traits. Rahu represents ambition, innovation, and the desire to break free from traditional boundaries. It encourages individuals to explore unconventional paths, take risks, and achieve success in unexpected ways. This period can lead to significant achievements and breakthroughs, especially in areas related to technology, innovation, or uncharted territories. Negative traits. Rahu's energy can sometimes lead to confusion, obsession, or an excessive focus on material or superficial gains. There may be a tendency to engage in risky behavior, become overly ambitious, or feel restless and dissatisfied with the status quo. Positive impacts to embrace. 1. Exploring unconventional paths. This is a time to explore new and unconventional areas of interest. The native may find success in innovative fields, technology, or ventures that require thinking outside the box. Embracing change and uncertainty can lead to unique opportunities. 2. Ambition and achievement. Rahu Mahadasha can bring significant success and recognition, especially in areas that involve innovation, media, or international pursuits. The native may achieve high levels of success through persistence and a willingness to take calculated risks. 3. Personal transformation and growth. This period encourages deep personal growth and transformation. The native may confront their deepest fears, desires, and aspirations, leading to profound self-awareness and personal evolution. Negative impacts to be aware of. 1. Avoiding obsession and overindulgence. The native may become overly focused on a particular goal or desire, leading to obsession or unhealthy behaviors. It is important to maintain balance and avoid becoming consumed by ambition or material pursuits. 2. Managing restlessness and dissatisfaction. Rahu's influence can lead to feelings of restlessness or dissatisfaction with the current state of affairs. The native should practice mindfulness and focus on appreciating the present moment rather than constantly seeking the next big achievement. 3. Navigating confusion and uncertainty. The native may experience confusion or uncertainty about their path or purpose. It's crucial to seek clarity through introspection, spiritual practices, or guidance from trusted mentors. Focus areas for growth and learning. Career. Engage in roles that involve innovation, technology, media, or international affairs. This period is favorable for exploring new career paths, starting unconventional projects, or taking leadership in dynamic environments. Relationships. Build relationships that support growth and change. This is a time to connect with people who inspire you to think differently and to explore new perspectives and experiences. Self-actualization. Engage in practices that promote self-awareness and personal transformation. Explore new interests, travel, or spiritual pursuits that expand your understanding of yourself and the world. Conclusion. The Mahadasha periods of Sun, Moon, Mars, and Rahu bring unique energies and lessons that shape the lives of individuals born under Ketu-ruled nakshatras. From the leadership and personal empowerment of the Sun to the emotional depth and nurturing qualities of the Moon, the assertiveness and ambition of Mars, and the transformative and unconventional energy of Rahu, each period offers opportunities for profound personal growth and self-discovery. By embracing the positive traits and being mindful of the potential challenges of each Mahadasha, individuals can navigate these years with greater awareness and fulfillment. This journey through the Mahadasha cycles ultimately leads to a richer, more balanced and meaningful life, where personal and spiritual growth go hand in hand with the pursuit of happiness and well-being.